This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
There are worries about possible terrorism in Europe. Two people are in custody in Denmark. Four others are the target of a terrorism investigation. That case coincides with several arrests in Germany and one in the Netherlands of alleged Hamas members. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is in the Middle East to meet with the Israelis and the Palestinians. The AP's Donna Warder with this story.
Sullivan met today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Isaac Herzog, and he says getting the hostages held by Hamas freed remains important.
It is a paramount priority of the United States for our citizens, but also for all of the rest of the hostages, and I found it to be a priority for every member of the government.
Sullivan is also meeting today with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, and a senior U.S. official says the two could discuss reactivating Palestinian security forces driven out by Hamas in its 2007 takeover of Gaza. But any role for Palestinian security forces in Gaza is likely to elicit strong opposition from Israel. I'm Donna Warder.
Britain's Prince Harry has won his phone hacking lawsuit against the publisher of the Daily Mirror tabloid. He's been awarded more than $180,000. More than 500 people had to go to the hospital after two subway trains collided in heavy snow in Beijing.
Authorities say the accident occurred the previous evening in Beijing's mountainous west on an above-ground portion of the sprawling subway system's Changping line. They say slippery tracks prompted automatic braking on the leading train. One following from behind was on a descending section and went into a skid and was unable to brake in time. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Now to illegal e-cigarettes.
More than 1 million illegal fruit-flavored e-cigarettes from China have been confiscated at a California airport. The Food and Drug Administration says this is the first time it's been able to successfully block millions of dollars worth of fruity, disposable vapes aimed at teens. It requested that customs agents at Los Angeles International Airport start seizing shipments from iMiracle Company, which makes Elf Bar vapes and other brands. The agency says the shipments were deliberately mislabeled as toys, shoes, and household goods to evade detection. One FDA official says companies continue shamelessly trying to smuggle in vapes that appeal to young users with flavors like strawberry melon. Despite a ban, these products are widely available. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.